Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. One part of the Braves-Yankees weekend that we haven't talked about yet, we'll get to that as it relates to a little, I don't know if it was a misunderstanding or what, but apparently baseball is looking into an incident that happened on Saturday. We'll get into that in a couple minutes.
I saw that. I was like, what?
Yeah, like, all right. And then we'll get back into some Falcons training camp conversation about 20 minutes. As training camp gets underway on Thursday at Flowery Branch, we'll be up there from 11 to 2. The whole radio station is going to be up there covering training camp, as we always do, and the fans will be there as well. Yeah, unlike last year, the fans will be allowed to be there in attendance and see what's going on in practice and all that kind of good stuff. We'll wrap things up with an AMA, as we always do at 140.
Yeah, that what you're talking about, like, I didn't see nothing, but, you know, the looking into part.
Yeah, you got to look into it.
Got to look into it and do what?
Realize nothing happened exactly, and then move on. Yeah, well, here it is. So Eddie Perez was irked by Jazz Chisholm potentially relaying signs. Kind of let him know, I see what you're doing. Maybe stop doing it. Pointed at his head, which he said after the game makes sense. Telling him to think, be smarter, don't do this. Now, Jazz Chisholm clearly was doing this, which you can do.
Okay, that's what I thought. You can do that, right?
You're allowed to, if you're picking up on whatever pitch is coming, you're kind of allowed to steal signs and do it as long as you're not doing it like the Astros did, banging trash cans and stuff like that. So it's something that you can do. It's also something that if they know you're doing it, they can try to tell you to not do, right?
Okay.
So Eddie Perez was like, we see what you're doing over there. And then I guess baseball or Jazz Chisholm or whoever thought that they were saying he was going to hit him in the head.
They don't do that. They don't do it no more.
No. Yeah. The Braves don't hit anybody for anything ever.
Exactly.
Ronald Acuña gets hit and they don't do anything.
Your best player gets hit.
I think
of all the
teams you have to worry about going after a guy for anything, let alone stealing signs, is probably the Braves.
And you know why. You know who blew it for everybody. Now, first of all, I am one who does not believe in hitting any damn body. It's retaliation. Especially when your ass don't got to go up there and hit.
Right.
I truly believe
especially
that.
Especially now.
Especially now that your ass don't got to go back and hit. What was the damn guy that blew it? After Ronald Acuña guy, Gosman. You remember Gosman? Gosman and Gosman like
tried to hit him and
lobbed the ball behind him. Like he threw like an opening pitch. Like lob and it went behind the batter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that blew it for everything. That
and then
blew for everybody.
The umps are like warning both dugouts.
Yes,
like
yes.
You know, obviously you can't. Yes. You know, and then he did it and hit him, and then he got kicked out of the game.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so he is telling he's under the impression that Eddie was saying, "All right, we're gonna be in the head.
You keep relaying signs to the batter, we're gonna hit you in the head with a baseball pitch next time you're up."
Yeah.
He's telling the hitter this.
Yeah.
Not the pitcher. He's saying, hey, man, I'm going to hit you. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, that's –
let's get real here.
Yeah, let's get real. They'll look into it, and they'll find what Eddie Perez said after the game on Saturday to be true.
Yes. He's
telling him to think, be smarter. We can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Maybe be a little bit more – a little bit more covert about stealing our signs. I do wonder, like, how do you steal signs in the pitchcom era? Because you're not doing – the finger signs anymore. You're doing your little watch,
right?
Or it's in the earpiece.
I have no clue, man. I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Right. That's
you know
right.
I mean? There's
that's
ways right. around.
And somebody's going to get a hold of a pitchcom scrambler or something
probably already.
Probably has.
Have them.
You know, probably has.
There's somebody in the deepest, darkest depths of Truist, all right, that someplace where Bo don't even know, got a basement under the basement with a scrambler.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. Like,
they're trying to steal the signal.
Or there's like Dave from the Bronx sitting up in the nosebleeds up there just.
Yeah. With like one of those pirate radios where you can pick up on.
they got some way to steal signs.
I'll be honest, like one of my favorite stories of all time is the headsets at Foxborough. When they were stealing your stuff, would occasionally get interfered with. And like they were one time they were hearing the play-by-play.
Dude.
Like you could hear the Patriots radio play-by-play in your headset.
And I played New England 8 times. It happened every time something went wrong with our damn comms. It did not fail.
Only there.
Only there. That every time we've been there, I played there 8 times, there was something wrong with the comms all 8 times. Didn't matter. Something's wrong. Oh, the comms are down, guys. We're going to have to signal in. We're going to have to start signaling because usually, you know, the coordinator had the radio, sends it down, but they would send it before they put it in the quarterback ear, they would send it down. And so, yeah, every time. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter. I remember the funniest one was Philip, though. Philip was losing. Philly, and that's the game where
because he knew what was happening.
That was the game when Big Vince had we fumbled the ball and Big Vince was running down the sideline.
Oh,
that was that game. And yeah, Philip is losing his mind. Like, y'all got to cheat Bill.
Because of course they were.
You got to cheat the Davis Bill.
Of course they were cheating.
Yeah,
here's the thing. Because now they have that in college now, right? The quarterback has the receiver in his helmet.
Yep.
You don't think Chapel Hill's going to have communication problems?
They are going
this
to
coming
be
season?
Terrified. Just like everybody who went to Gillette. No. Everybody who went to the New England area was scared.
You told a story about when you guys would go play them,
uh-huh.
and at the end of the stay at the hotel,
yes.
you would bag up the garbage
yes.
from your hotel
yes.
room, put it in one giant
yes.
bag, and take it with you.
Yes.
You'd bring your own
yes.
garbage
yes.
so the Patriots couldn't
yes.
sift through what you guys had thrown away just on the off chance you threw away some evidence.
I'm talking about what nothing, like if you left your playbook, your ass deserved
oh,
it.
Yeah, of course.
We're talking about when you pull up to the hotel, Andy, there's a table and it has your room key, itinerary, everything on it. Meeting schedule, all that.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, it just has
we
room
don't want
we're in
them
it.
To know.
They don't want them to know
what
nothing.
Room Randy's staying in,
nothing.
What time they're going to meetings.
Dude, it's crazy.
Well, because then probably what they could do is, all right, we know what their meeting schedule is. Let's make sure we bug that room
Dude,
at this time next time they're back.
I'm talking about. We never stay in the same place twice.
never
stay in the same place
it's,
twice.
I mean,
Dude,
look,
it's unreal.
What they did, the run they went on, is amazing yeah. and, in my opinion, unimpeachable.
Yes.
But the fact that part of the story is they just cheated their asses off like crazy.
Every advantage they could
and
get.
And everybody
they
knew
got.
It.
Uh-huh. Like, every advantage Bill tried to get.
And they got popped for it a couple times.
Yeah.
Like they were literally videoing practice
yeah.
so they could look at your practice film. They were. I mean, I think the Deflategate thing was overblown. I think that was down.
Yeah,
but the filming practice stuff and all the other stuff you talked
yeah,
about.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
People used to think that Bill controlled the weather. All right, people used to be, like
well, that's a popular conspiracy
yeah,
right now in general.
Yeah, people thought Bill controlled the weather.
Uh-huh.
Like, hold on. Dude, it's sunny as hell. But why is this damn field like a mud puddle?
He was cloud seeding
yeah,
before
man.
Anybody even
I'm
knew
just
about
telling you,
it.
Dog, people thought that Bill could actually, yes, yes, yes.
Well, here's the thing. If he could, he would have.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it.
He would have been up there. With
no
the
doubt yeah. about it.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
High and deep to right. Over toward the line. Acuna's got it. Tagging from second is Bebas. Whoa! They got him! Are you kidding me? A frozen rope. Bebas cannot believe it. Frenchie, I'm stunned. And they're not going to challenge it.
No.
Folks, that's as good as it gets.
One of the great throws you'll ever see. Anytime, we talked about it earlier, anytime you're talking about Roberto Clemente, Bo Jackson, guys like that
yes.
that have some of the all-time arms and all-time throws, just add it to the list. I mean, because that's the thing. I think people maybe don't, if you don't watch Ronald Acuna on a day-in, day-out basis,
you don't know how
you don't realize some of the defense that, mm-hmm. that he has, mm-hmm. some of the tools that he has on that side of it. You know, everybody focuses on the home runs and the stolen bases and all the offense. He's as good of a right fielder defensively as there is.
Dude is unbelievable.
His arm is better than everyone's.
Elite.
Like, I don't think there's not a better arm in the outfield in Major
yeah.
League Baseball. We kind of saw it early in his career, and they stopped testing him.
Mm-hmm.
But he would throw a lot of guys out
the
first
one,
couple of years.
The one hit with Judge,
yeah.
Judge's like, uh-oh. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Yeah, and I know we got a clip with Brian Snicker's talking about, you know, he's the best player in baseball. I mean, when the dude is right, there ain't many better.
It's actually really a good clip. You want to hear this?
Yeah, let me hear, Bo.
You know, I guess he didn't – when he started saying it, he wasn't sure. But by the end of it, he came around. Here's Snit.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's – I don't know who the best player in baseball is. I'm going to tell you what. There's a lot of young players that are really, really good. He's one of them. I don't know that – you know, I mean, he has skills as good as anybody in the game. And you're not even seeing one of them. I mean, he's kind of picking and choosing. But, you know, you see, you know, he still has that speed. You know what? You can make a case for it. Would you ask me that? You know, if I sit here and talk to myself in the total game, he's as good as anybody.
Yeah, it's so crazy is the damn triple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was hitting it. And then just the little, when it hit the bottom under the wall, and that's when he turned the corner and was just pew! Like the dude is, he's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
He's an unreal player that That's why we were talking about, remember, around the All-Star game. And I was like, how is he, like, nationally though? Because his peers there, mm-hmm. they know that's a bad boy.
Yeah.
We all know that's a bad boy. Mm-hmm. Most people in the NL East know that's a bad boy. But, like, when we go talk about the Dodgers and these teams like that, how – and I'm just talking about family, because I know the players know that Ronald Acuña is that dude. But, like, from a national exposure type right. – because Soto and Judge. As many great young players there are, mm-hmm. it's still Soto and Judge.
And Otani.
And Otani. I'm sorry. Who did I say? I didn't
Soto and Judge.
Soto and Judge.
More Judge and
more
Otani.
Judge, more Judge and Soto. Yeah.
Because but I think, Soto just got 750.
Yes,
so.
I think Ronald Acuña is better than Juan Soto.
I do, too. Yeah. I had a like a mini debate with a friend of mine who's a big Mets fan when we were in New York last year. They had just signed Soto, and he was like, "We just got prime Ted Williams." I was like, "All right,
come on,
pump
man.
The brakes." Maybe he's still not the best player in the division,
right?
And he's like, "Hang on a second, you know for a fact when Ronald Acuña's healthy, his total game is better than that man." And he finally was like, "All right, you're right."
Yes.
I was like, "I'm not telling you not to be excited.
Right.
Your team just spent $750 million on a guy."
Yes.
And he is very good, so you should be excited about it. But I was like, prime Ted Williams might be a bit aggressive. I don't know that he's ever going to bat 400.
No.
I would say, and I know Snit, that's how Snit answers questions. If I was Ronald Acuña's manager and someone asked me, is Ronald Acuña the best player in baseball?
Hell yeah!
It'd be pretty easy just to say it with my chest. You know what
hell
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah, he's the best player in baseball. I think he is. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you know, I don't know. It's not, I don't know.
Hell
I guess,
yeah!
I guess he's pretty, yeah, you know what? I guess when I think about it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Even if you don't believe it, you know, even if you think maybe there's somebody who's better. I don't know. If I was managing Ronald Acuña, I'd probably just say yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best player in baseball.
He's the best player in baseball. Yeah. And that ain't close.
Yeah. I'll probably go there. Player in baseball. How about baseball history?
Yeah.
Best player in sports. That's what he is. Now, anyway, he is really good. It's fun to watch him this weekend. Braves lost the series, by the way, to the Yankees, but who cares?
But it was some good stuff.
It was some, yeah, there was some fun stuff. The bullpen's really, really bad. Something they're going to have to get cleaned up this offseason. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into some Falcons training camp conversations, some camp previews, position battles, all that good stuff after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's not the only way you can add some heat. Not talking about Takis here. I'm talking about Blue Chew and BlueChew.com. If maybe the heat has died down, cooled off a little bit in the bedroom from where it once was, we're here to help. Head over to the website, BlueChew.com today. Use promo code Andy at checkout. You're going to pay just $5 in shipping and get your first month's supply for free. What you're getting is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So again, if any of the old flame has died down a little bit, maybe add Blue Chew to the mix and get back to where you used to be. The other good thing about it is it's all online. No trips to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It'll ship straight to your door in a discreet package, and you'll be back in business before no time. So head over to the website. That's BlueChew.com. That's promo code Andy at checkout. Just $5 in shipping. And your first month supply for free. BlueChew.com. Just chew it and do it. Hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for I'm at ReliableAir.com. We are 20 minutes away from the AMA, probably about 15 actually, closer than I realized. To the AMA, 404-726-0929 is the phone number. All you got to do is call, get on hold, and then ask us anything. We'll do our best to answer it coming up in 15 minutes from right now. We'll get back into some training camp conversation as well. I did want to mention this. I heard Abe and Sandra talking about it this morning, and you said you've seen them as well. The Braves released a couple pictures of the Bristol Motor Speedway specific uniforms that they're going to be wearing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Still such a great idea to play a Braves game against the Reds at the racetrack. So many people can get in. I know tickets are really expensive.
Yeah.
Imagine what it would be like if the season was, I mean, even more exciting probably if the season was going better. But it's really, they're going to play a regular season baseball game in Bristol, Tennessee at a racetrack where obviously a ton of people are giant Braves fans up there. And they have specific hats. The hat's got a little flame design
like
on it. Yeah, I mean,
I like
it's pretty cool. Like, it looks like, I probably wouldn't wear it. But
you're not a big fan.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying.
I'm looking at Bo Johnson's reaction by the glass.
I don't know that I will be wearing that.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't, flames make me look big or something.
Flames look make you look big.
So we'll go with that.
Yeah, I'm not a big flame on my clothing person either. But I'm not
Is
saying,
there a specific reason why?
I don't know. I'm not that hot, I guess. Okay. I don't know what it is.
More of an ice type clothes person.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know that there's any element, like there's not like an element theme to any of my clothing. But it does, it looks like I've seen that hat. Like it looks like a hat that I've seen like race car fans have.
Right.
You know, like there's flames on it because you're going so fast, like in that direction, you know. And then, I don't know, they should put the numbers on the side of the hat because that's a very NASCAR hat kind of thing too. You know?
Is it available to purchase?
It will be.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be. And I'm sure a lot of people will buy them for sure. It just looks like I've seen that hat before. And I don't think it was an official New Era hat. You know? like there's people walking around Waynesville, North Carolina right now with a Braves hat with flames on the bill.
Yeah. Because
they got bootleg at a gas station.
Because they're big Braves fans up that area, right?
It's Braves country, baby.
Yeah, dog. So, I mean, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I'm assuming that it's like post. They got. How far, like, is it? I'm talking about the distance from Cincinnati to Atlanta.
I think it's a pretty good midpoint.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That was right. That was my only reason. I was like, why did they pick them two?
Bristol, you probably get to Bristol. I don't know. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I would say you probably get to Bristol in like 4 hours from here, 3.5, 4 hours, something like that. I've been there a couple times because that's where my sister in law's from. Jake's wife is from Bristol.
Yeah, you told me that.
And their house, her folks still live there. I imagine they're going to be cashing in on this. They sell parking. They have a big yard.
Oh.
It's real close to
the
Speedway.
That's awesome.
They're going to sell parking.
We're going to see my girl up there, Flower, man. Get to park in her lot.
That's right.
Her. Me and Mike Bell get to park in her. Man, you know, you remember, I won't be back until after 2 o'clock. All right, just be all right. That's such a sweet lady.
Yeah.
Such a sweet lady.
The sweet parking folks up there at Flowery Branch. Yeah. I think maybe part of my aversion to flame-themed clothing is the person that DJ'd our wedding was named DJ Blaze.
Yeah, that's right.
And he had like a lot of flame stuff. Like he had one of those like a bowling shirt, kind of button-up shirt that had flames coming up it. And then he had black pants, but there was like a stripe of flames up the side of the pants.
Like Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he had some like Doc Martin boots, but there was flames on the toes.
Really?
And he did a pretty good job until he started drinking late in the night, and then he was doing the worm.
Yeah.
And it was like DJ Blaze is doing the worm and playing unapproved music.
Where'd y'all get him from?
Recommended by the venue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, right, so brother-in-law.
There's not that many DJs in Haywood County.
Yeah.
So
it's probably his brother-in-law or something.
So I went, this is a true story. I went to meet him to, like, you know, go over some stuff for the wedding, and he was like, just come up to my house. And, you know, I could show you my equipment and all that kind of stuff. I was like, all right. He lived in a house, like, way off the beaten path in Haywood County, which is western North Carolina, like, kind of middle of the nowhere for the most part. He lived off, like, a dirt road and, like, it was like a castle.
Huh.
It was a house that was designed to look like a castle.
Huh.
And the inside was themed, like, medieval.
Right.
Should have been a pretty good indicator that maybe I should go with somebody else.
Yeah.
But it was a good price.
Okay.
And he was like one of two DJs in Haywood County. So we went with DJ Blaze, who lived in a castle.
Dude.
And again, he did a mostly good job. He kind of got off track at the end. But.
Yeah. What you just saying, and we were talking to Garrett, because obviously Garrett is about to get married and all those different things. Wedding planning sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It really does. I'm thinking about this whole DJ thing, and I was just like, Donna, what song is he going to play? All right. Because that's all I care about. I only care, well, and how much it cost. But I was like, I don't care.
Yep.
I don't really care about what linen we got. You know what? So it might be a fight. Put them by each other. You know,
spice it up.
That's how it was, man. I don't like.
Hey, that happened at my brother's wedding.
Yeah,
last month.
Yeah, she got to sit in charge. I'm like, I don't care what nobody's. I know where I'm sitting at. All right, put them where you want to. I don't really care.
They did the seating chart and put a group of people together that didn't know each other. And I don't know how you're at a wedding and in the brief time you're sitting at the table, because you don't sit at the table that long anyway, just for dinner.
Right.
In that period of time, your interaction with the other person could be so bad that they left. They left the wedding.
Who?
This couple, friend of my brother's wife.
Okay.
They had such a bad time sitting with the people at their table
that
they left.
Now, these people came from Iowa.
No. They live here.
Okay.
But still.
But still,
like,
okay.
All right, just don't go back to the table.
Yeah.
Like, how could you have such a bad interaction with somebody that you would leave the wedding?
That seems like that was a previous. They might know each other.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
it was the first time they had met. Can you imagine? I don't know. You're making it about you at that point.
That's what I'm like, dude.
That's some selfish-ass stuff.
I hate that. I'm like, I don't care.
I've been to weddings recently over the last couple of years where they had professional DJs like us and was fine, and then other people that just had a Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
And it was just as good.
Yeah.
Just as good.
As long as everybody having a good time.
Somebody just has to get up there and be like, all right, now we're going to do first dance, whatever. Now we're going to do speeches and all that. Yeah. And whatever. Like, having a good DJ doesn't guarantee the best man's not going to be too drunk and say something stupid
probably
in his
speech.
Because
he probably will. You know? Yeah, but no. Just, yeah, but yeah. Yeah, Garrett, because I know my man Garrett, she gave him the book and all that. Yes, dear.
Yeah.
That's fine. No problem.
Yeah. Because it's okay to have a couple things that you care about.
Like what?
That make it for you.
Only thing I wanted to do was us not to wear damn bow ties.
Perfect.
And all them
nothing wrong with that.
No, all them fools just flipped the script on me.
Well, so we did ties, but I wanted mine to be different.
Yes.
So my tie was different than their ties. Because I wanted a little special
That's
flair.
All I got.
That's what I wanted. that's all I wanted. I wanted that, and I wanted to be in charge of the music. And I got those things. And I built a bunch of tables because I didn't want to rent tables. Because the table rental was outrageous.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I said to the lady that ran the venue, I was like, what if I just build a bunch of tables and then you buy them from me? And she did. That was pretty sick.
Did you make your money?
Made money.
Okay.
On the tables.
On the table.
I mean, I didn't make money on the wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't. They weren't expensive enough to make all the money back for the whole cost of it. But I charged her like $400 per table.
Nice.
And the materials was probably about $100 to do.
Nice.
They were nice tables.
How many did you build?
Five. Sold her four, and then the one, the table that's in our dining room right now.
Those are nice.
I built that
tables.
For the wedding. Yeah.
Oh, those are nice. Okay.
That's pretty good.
With the sky talking out here, but.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. And I think we are the only ones that probably could say this because it's been raining throughout the weekend, like little storms. What? Somehow no rain at our house the whole weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Like it was, they had a rain delay at one of the games, I think, over the weekend, right? Or at least it rained at the end of it. Didn't rain at our house. Yesterday, my wife and Lily were at Costco, which is 2 miles from our house.
Mm-hmm.
They got soaked loading up the car, sitting there at home. It's not raining here.
No.
We're in that weird little microclimate banana belt of Atlanta in our part of Smyrna. Doesn't rain there.
No rain there. Yeah. Oh, I got.
Should have built the ballpark where we live. they put it in the rainiest part of the city.
But no, I loved it. Because you know what? I think. Probably one of our first weeks together, you told me about the table, but you didn't tell me you built it for the venue. You told me you were building tables, and did I want to buy one? Yeah, that's what I, because I was thinking about, I was like, I think, yeah, you said you were building tables,
uh-huh.
And you asked me if I wanted one.
You want one?
No. No, I can't buy a picnic table from you.
Why not?
I would feel weird.
Why?
I don't know.
You buy it from somebody.
I would. I feel weird if I bought a picnic because it's a nice ass table.
We're about to probably have to do bunk beds in their room because Jack's about to be growing out of the crib.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're going to do custom bunk beds.
Sweet.
Yeah. So if you ever need any bunk beds, let me know.
Okay.
Bunker's bunk beds.
That's a hell of a damn name.
Yeah. In case this doesn't work out, we're going to go into bunk beds. Custom
Bunker's
built.
Bunkhead.
Yeah. Me and my dad and my brother are going to do some custom bunk beds for people.
Pop's going to come help?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely. He's a supervisor.
Oh, yeah. Because them is grandbabies.
Yeah.
Yeah, them is grandbabies.
He's got to make sure it's reinforced.
You got to make sure the grandbabies.
He's got to make sure I do a good enough job to keep them safe. But yeah, no, he's going to supervise. He'll be there to make sure that we do a good job. Yeah, Bunker's bunk beds.
I like it. I like it, dude.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we get this a sign and one of them big pencils that people be flipping out there on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Like right by the park, because that's where the most traffic come, right?
Yeah, and there's some kids down there selling lemonade right now, too. So it's already a hot corner for commerce.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so there was this group of boys were selling lemonade for $2 on one corner. And then, like, the next week, a group of girls put up a lemonade stand on the other corner charging $1. And I was like, brilliant. They undercut them.
Dude.
They undercut them by half.
There's nothing like a good lemonade hustle.
Yeah, it's good. Now, I will say, they only filled the cup up halfway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they kind of cheaped out on me. It's like, come on. You're going to do a lemonade stand. At least let me get a full glass of lemonade here.
They get half a glass? How much was it?
$2.
No, I'm saying, for not the whole and a half?
It was like a solo cup, but it was half full.
Oh, no. Hell no.
I know.
Hell no, sir.
I was like, a little more. Top it off.
Those are good business.
Are you leaving room for... Please. Vodka? Oh,
please tell me you didn't do that.
What are we doing?
Hey, you want to fill this up?
Yeah, fill it to the top. It's hot out.
Ice chest underneath the table.
It's hot out. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up on a Monday afternoon and ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, all you got to do is call 404-726-0929. We don't have any right now, so
damn,
call us up, get on hold, and ask us a question. Otherwise, you know, I don't know.
Oh,
we're
man.
Just going to talk about the rain for the
breaking
next 15
news,
minutes.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, who we all know as Theo, has passed away following an accidental drowning.
Man.
Damn.
Yeah, that's awful.
Man. Great actor. Bam. I think I'm watching something with him now.
He was just in something. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, he was just in something.
I'm watching.
Is it on Disney Plus?
No, it's on Netflix. Something. Pete, Sneaky Pete. He's like the probation officer in, I think it's Sneaky Pete, what I'm watching right now. But yeah, I think he's a probation officer in that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Damn.
I remember I watched a lot of Malcolm and Eddie.
Malcolm
and
that's what
Malcolm
it was.
Malcolm and Eddie was really popular. For me at that age.
I remember, yeah. He was always Theo to me.
Sure.
Theo in that damn absolutely. Gordon Gartrell shirt. Still one of the greatest things ever.
One of the greatest episodes of any TV show ever.
Gordon Gartrell.
So that's horrible news. RIP to Malcolm Jamal Warner. Accidental drowning.
Yeah, man.
Dude. That's one of the number one ways I don't want to die.
No, I don't want to drown.
I mean, I don't really want to die anyway, but that's one of the number, like.
Seems like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Crushed would be bad too.
Like, crushed and live.
Crushed and live would be bad
like,
too.
But you're eventually going to die from your wounds. But
oh
like,
yeah, so it's just
on.
Like yeah, it's like lasts for a while.
Yeah, take me out.
Yeah, just unplug it. Yeah. I don't need. Yeah. All right, Jay's in Cartersville. Hey Jay.
Hey Andy, Randy, what's going on?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, I had a quick question for Randy, man. Whenever you open that Randy Mack gentleman club, man, I just wanted to see what city of women would you pull from? L.A., Miami, Houston, or Atlanta?
Okay. I'm not doing L.A. I went to L.A. strip club. But it was some things up in there. But it wasn't, like, here. So I would definitely go here. Got to go get them thick red bones out of Houston. And got to get a little exoticism from Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little flavor.
Yeah. But the bulk going to be from here, and they ain't going to leave out D.C. D.C. Yeah. D.C. here. Definitely the thick red bones down
so how
in
does
Houston.
That, is that like a recruiting thing?
Yeah.
Like NIL?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, yeah. But I'm just saying,
what's your pitch?
What's my pitch?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I assume they're probably already in pretty good situations
they're probably in good situations
there.
And everything. So I'm going to have to, health benefits.
Great.
Yeah, I got the health benefits. If you want to extend the wagon, we got a wagon extending insurance.
You got BBL, like a BBL plan for employees.
Yes. There we go. There it is. There it is right there.
That's a great idea.
I think so, too.
Like, yeah. Probably, if you work, what would you call it?
It's got to be Max. All the way.
Okay, Max.
Yeah.
You know, if you work at Max,
yes.
they'll help finance your BBL.
Yep. And make as long as you work, I'll make payments on it. But you miss a couple of days. Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Nah, you don't repossess it.
I don't repossess cheeks.
This is like student loan repayment
yeah.
if you're like a public servant.
Yeah, but I
should like a teacher.
Yeah, that would be my thing.
You
man.
Work at Max.
Yeah, you work at Max. We'll help you grow your back. or something like that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Work at Max. Grow your back.
Yeah, man. I got to make sure I get my man Mac. Mac, his name is Mac. Mac in Lilburn. He's an Uber. He delivered the food to you yesterday. He pulled it out. Man, what my shout out? Like, Mac delivered a couple months ago. So I'll give my man Mac in Lilburn a shout out.
There you go, Mac.
Mac in Lilburn.
Thanks for delivering the food. I did, for the first time in my life, ordered booze last night on Uber Eats.
Yeah.
I just didn't have as much as I really wanted.
Right.
And I was like, I need a little bit more. Never done that before.
Dude.
It was really nice.
That's what
this guy just brought me alcohol.
That was the greatest thing where we were staying at because, I mean, whatever. I hate paying resort prices for anything. I'm not paying $9 for a damn beer.
Yes.
Well, I got there, I was got hip because everybody in the lobby had pizza. And I'm like, they got to here. Oh, everybody Uber Eat everything. I Uber Eat all kinds. Now, Uber Eat some bush. And I wanted the big cans, right? They come in fours.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why not six?
I don't know.
Huh.
I'm glad I ordered two of them.
What a skimp.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Only four damn bushes.
All right. Johnny's in College Park. Hey, Johnny.
Fellas, what's happening, man? Two things. So this year is going to be my first time. Me and my partner are going to go to the Atlanta Falcons practice facility.
All right.
Question, can you bring your own bottle? And the second one, I asked this question a while back when Randy was on vacation. When you play paper, scissors, rock, how come the paper always beat the rock?
Hey, what'd you call it?
Paper, scissors, rock.
I never heard that before.
That's the first time
I've never heard nobody calling that before.
Now, what do you call it?
I call it rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Me too. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody say paper first.
My wife says paper, rock, scissors.
Okay.
And he said paper, scissors, rock?
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Wow, Johnny.
Johnny.
You're a revolutionary.
You are an inventor.
Now, it's a great question because, I mean, paper can't beat a rock at what? It can cover it.
It covers it.
Right.
That's it. It covers it. I don't agree with it all the time.
Rock's going to put a hole right in that
But
paper.
It does what it is. It covers it.
Right.
I know. That's what, and since I've been playing it, that was always told to me. And,
when's the last time you played rock, paper, scissors?
The other day with the kids.
Yeah, because me and my wife will do it for like Jack walks in with a bad diaper.
Yes.
It's like, all right, rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, but no, they new thing is not it. I'm like,
not it.
Not it.
No nose, yeah, no nose goes. Yeah. We do that sometimes.
Not it.
Not it. as for bringing your own, you can bring water.
Yeah.
I don't know what the policy is for like searching or anything like that, but probably frowned upon.
Yeah, I would think.
Alcohol probably
frowned
upon.
And then I'm pretty sure your ass is going to be hot on that hill trying to drink on some whatever you try to drink.
Yeah, just be careful. If you just bring a lot of water, it's going to be really hot. Jeff's in at Big Canoe. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Randy, I got a question. When a running back, you know, leads the season in yards, how deep on the depth chart do you have to go to give gifts?
To go get what?
The gifts.
They usually take care of all the linemen, tight ends, and fullbacks. And usually it's the two tight ends that block for them, the fullback, and then the five guys up front. Sometimes the swing tackle may get one if he plays a lot, but most times it's usually those guys.
Okay.
So we've been showered with gifts.
Lace is on the way to the dentist.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Hey Lace.
First and foremost, I want to say RIP to Matt Jamal Warren.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Awful.
But I did have a question for Andy. Andy, do you write your own Bluetooth commercials?
Yeah.
I often hear them, and they sound like they're related to something that you guys would talk about during the show sometimes, but they are pretty funny. You do a really good job, brother.
Thank you, Lace. Genuinely one of my favorite parts of the job.
Yes.
Like, because they're not, I don't write them. It's just, you know, if we're talking about something and it relates, and it can almost always relate. Thank you, Lace. We appreciate it. We can
get it.
I think Lace is ready to go, Bo.
Oh, man.
Thanks.
Really?
Yeah, what?
No, he was telling me he's watching Sons of Anarchy. I'm trying to think. Theo was in the – he was in Sons?
He was in season 7, the last season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we just – what's crazy is we're in season 7. We just watched the first episode with him in it last week, so I Googled it.
So you were just – isn't that weird how that happens sometimes? God, that's weird. That's awful.
So it's been a while since I watched Sons. But – damn. Because like I said, he's in the show I'm watching now. He's a probation officer in Sneaky, whatever. It's pretty good.
Okay.
But the Blue Chews is, you know, it usually comes from something we probably wrapped up right then and there.
Yep.
And then my man mixes it, scratches and mixes it, and puts it all together.
It's just, yeah.
Here's one from my guy, Brad right Sparks. And I don't know. Your thoughts on drinking a beer with a straw?
Against it?
Very much so.
I'm against doing that.
Very much so. That's all I need. Very much so against it.
Yeah.
Against it.
I'll drink like water at a restaurant from a straw, I guess.
Yeah. Not a big deal.
Because it's like, yeah, because I don't know. Sometimes the ice will hit you in the mustache.
I've come away from that as much as it used to be. Can I have a straw, please? Because I'm like, I'm about to eat off that damn silverware.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do it. It's not a hygiene thing. It's just easier to get it, especially when we're doing the show.
Yes.
Like if we're at Twin Peaks or something like that, because you can get the straw and you don't even have to move the microphone.
But it got us on Friday because both of us said,
no, yeah. I didn't realize the water was so far at the bottom.
It was all the way at the bottom. I think you hit it.
We were in the middle of an interview.
It got me too.
Oops. Threw off Nikhil Alexander Walker, distracted him with the sound of the empty glass. RJ is in Roswell. Hey, RJ.
Man, it's real eerie, man. Theo was on my TV screen last night.
What were you watching?
So he's on one of the final episodes of final seasons of Suits.
Okay.
Oh, did not know that.
Didn't know that. Yeah,
yeah, he's in one of those final seasons of Suits, man. That's crazy. Question though. Training camp question. I'm going out Thursday.
Okay.
The first time I've been out to Flowery Branch for many, many years. What is the advice? I'm bringing my kids. How early should I get there? What time does the line start? Any advice would be helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, RJ. I think it opens at 9:30, right? So I would advise getting there.
Especially Thursday.
Yeah,
especially Thursday.
Because the line starts to get long.
Yes, it gets long, but I would definitely try to get there by 9.
Yeah.
Now, we're having a live show Sunday. It's going to be Big Mike and Dylan.
Okay.
That one, get there real early.
Get there really early on Sunday. I think it might be already sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're going,
the long, make sure you get there early.
My advice would be, especially with kids, a lot of water.
Yes.
Bring some of those foldable chairs. Even if you don't use them, you can sit on the hill when you get in there, but you might want them just for waiting in line because the line's in the direct sun. But, yeah, a lot of water, you know. I don't know if you could do like a – probably can't do like a tent or anything to stay out of the – probably don't – you don't need an umbrella. But, portable seats, water, stuff to stay cool, snacks for the kids, stuff like that because – It's real hot.
Yes, man. It gets going out there.
Yeah. Man. Yep. And I would show up a little bit early like that too. Brenda is in Portland. Hey, Brenda.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
So I thought I should call you with an actual question, so you don't think I'm always just going to call to give you a hard time.
Just to correct us.
So I'm remembering, a few months back, Randy was asked something about when you're hurt, what kind of medications they give you. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, yeah, those drugs are great, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about all of the Achilles injuries in the NBA. And what I'm wondering, my question for you, my conspiracy theory actually, is whether there is too much medication so they can play through pain at the lower level injuries that are leading to these more significant injuries because they aren't aware of how much damage they're already doing.
Oh, well,
interesting question.
I think that, you know, Brenda. I honestly don't know with that part, but you do see a lot of times when, you know, you use them and say, for instance, and I always go back to the, whoa.
That one was close.
Yeah. I always go back to.
Big thunderstorm here in Midtown.
God almighty, Friday Night Lights.
Uh-huh.
Remember when they were like, you know, hurt his knee, and he's like, I'm surprised we took a whole lot of scar tissue. That's what usually happens.
Right.
Whenever you have a surgery or something, and they think they're going to clean up something because that's what you were taking
medication for
to get over.
We were surprised there was so much scar tissue in there.
You're surprised there was so much damage in there. And you're like, well,
we've been shooting it up for years
so
to get on the field.
You get a lot of that, but as far as with Achilles stuff, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I don't know because, you know, there is the one correlation that we've seen is when it starts out as like calf tightness,
yep.
And there's been a bunch of them over the last couple of years where it starts as calf tightness and guys rest. And I don't know, like, can you take meds to make the calf tightness feel better and get out there?
But the thing about it is you're still out there playing on it.
Right.
And so, you know, I've never heard, like, I've had my ankle shot up before, but I've never had a calf. You know, like I've had joints, like I had shoulder, but it was an AC joint.
That's
what
I mean.
My hands, like, where the joints were.
Can you do that for muscles?
I don't know. Yeah. I know I've done it for joints. I've never done anything for muscles.
Okay. But it's a good theory, though. Like if people are just, you know, kind of medicating the pain away along the way and you don't notice the little stuff and then the big thing happens and you can't help but notice it. All right. Final question here. Jay is in Decatur. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. It's JD from the deck.
Hey, JD.
First of all, I wanted to say it's good to hear Brenda, female's voice on this. A lot of ladies listen to you guys' show at work. It's amazing.
Yep.
I'm just getting in the car to call you. I haven't heard a lot of the first part of the show, but I wanted to respond to two things. One, if I ever see a guy sipping beer through a straw, I'm popping him in the back of his head. Okay? And the other thing is I'm 60 plus, and it's always been paper, scissors, rock.
All right, I mean,
you guys have a good day.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever played with somebody. I'm sorry. I don't think I've ever played the game paper, rock, scissors.
Right.
With anybody that said paper, rock, scissors.
I think it must be where you're from.
It got to be. Because right? I've never, ever heard it before.
Yeah. That's really interesting. I never heard of it. Is there like another alternative too where people call it something that isn't rock, paper, scissors?
No, but
it's just like a
but there's still always that one thing.
Hand fighting or something?
But everybody plays it different. Is it one, two, three, shoot, or is it paper, rock, scissors, shoot? Because I'm on the third.
Rock, paper, scissors, bang. Yeah. We go on four.
Yes, okay. Paper, rock, paper, scissors. I go on three.
You go on three?
Yeah.
Yeah, so does, oh, dang. Yeah. Oh, man, that was a big one. Whoa. This is a serious storm going on here in Midtown right now.
God almighty.
Yeah, don't be drinking your beer with a straw.
No, I mean, come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on. Some things, you know, some things we got to keep, you know, keep a lid on.
Come on,
That's
man.
One of them. All right? All right, let's get to the takeaways of the day. We're open-minded.
Yes, we are.
To a certain point.
Boy, if you were out there listening to us, please, please be careful, man. This is some craziness. Bo. Flames make him look big.
That's a great line.
Whatever the hell that means.
If you work at Max, they'll grow your back.
I'm telling you, man. We'll put some money away for you.
I've never not heard it called paper, rock, scissors.
And
paper, scissors, rock is just really weird.
I never
it
heard that.
Really is.
Rock, also, paper,
scissors. Like a girl trip to Cancun right now. There's no D.
Yeah. It's a classic line.
Classic. All right. Classic. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest of your Monday. Be safe out there.